Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. You don't have to be a seasoned poet, artist, or musician to be considered creative. Each one of us is creative in our own unique way, and it's important that we find our way of expressing it. Yet there are times when we feel blocked. The mistake that most people make at this point is trying to force themselves into a creative state by using logic and one-dimensional solutions. Yet this goes against the very essence of our creative nature. In this episode, we look into the playbook of some of the biggest creative giants in history and find out their secrets to getting over creative dry spells. You'll also learn four ways to channel your creativity so that your ideas come to life. Four simple ways to jumpstart your creativity. Creativity is intelligence having fun. Albert Einstein. The muse is not an easy woman to woo. After all, she is a goddess. According to Greek mythology, the muse is the daughter of Zeus, who bestowed on her the power to inspire those she deems worthy of her magical touch. Anyone who's in search of inspiration can reach her. You don't have to be a seasoned poet, artist, or musician to have access to the muse. She favors anyone who shows passion and drive. There may, however, be times when we feel blocked, with the muse nowhere in sight. When faced with deadlines, her elusiveness can be downright frustrating. All the coaxing in the world won't force her to appear. The mistake that most make at this point is trying to force themselves into a creative state by using logic and one-dimensional solutions. Yet this goes against the very essence of our creative nature. Our rigidity is like a dam that blocks the waves of inspiration within us. Creativity is most importantly an act of trust. We have to be okay with not knowing and embrace the messiness of the process. True creatives are deeply aware of this truth. With experience, they realize that creative expression is intuitive, nuanced, complex, and visceral. The act of releasing control when we're blocked is passive. But that doesn't mean that we should rest on our laurels and do nothing. Da Vinci and Einstein were big fans of taking naps during these lulls. Steve Jobs often took brainstorming walks to get his creative juices flowing. Walt Disney would engage in playtime with his daughters and ride his steam train locomotive in his backyard. Some don't support this romantic notion. They don't want to wait for inspiration to strike. Experts such as Mason Curry, author of Daily Rituals, How Artists Work, supports adding structure to a creative routine. In other words, inspiration follows when you get working. Curry says that many of the world's great artists follow a consistent schedule. Habits and schedules work because they free our minds to progress in our passion projects. In a 1958 interview, Ernest Hemingway said, "When I'm working on a book or a story, I write every morning as soon after the first light as possible. There is no one to disturb you, and it is cool and cold, and you come to your work and warm as you write." In 1988, Vincent van Gogh wrote a letter to his brother. He said, "Today, again from 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 in the evening, I work without stirring, except to take some food or step away or two. Our days pass in working, working all the time. In the evening, we are dead beat and go off to the cafe. And after that, early to bed. Such is our life." Even though the end product of an artistic endeavor can inspire awe, beauty, and wonder, the work that it took to get there is far from glamorous. Artists and scientists admit that they lead lives full of banal routine. Some of the habits that they typically follow include getting plenty of sleep, a daily routine of walking, consuming caffeine, and healthy meals. In addition to developing a routine and getting into a state of creative flow, you can use these four simple ideas to jumpstart your creativity. Number one, stream of consciousness writing and drawing. Stream of consciousness is a narrative writing technique that's unstructured and unedited. It allows writing to flow freely, jumping from one sensation, observation, and thought to the next without the usual transitions. It allows us to capture feelings and thoughts embedded in our subconscious mind. If you prefer to draw, you can create sketches and doodle whatever comes to mind. Drawing is an effective technique if you want to emote or give form to abstract concepts that can't be captured in words. Number two, understand your creative type. We all have different creative styles. There's no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to how we process things. Each one of us has a unique set of perspectives, talents, motivations, and ways of relating to others that influence our core personalities. For example, some people thrive under the pressure of deadlines, while others prefer to plan their work in advance. Knowing your creative type will give you the insight to create conditions that are conducive to your inspiration. Number three, adopt a funnel approach in creative thinking. When you begin brainstorming, you want to stay wide open to inspiration. The initial period should be open-ended, where you allow your mind to wander and dream. When you're unfocused and loose, you allow ideas to associate themselves with emotions and thoughts, and subsequently create connections. If you put pressure on yourself in the initial stages, you limit the associative power of the mind and feel blocked. Know that you can tighten up ideas later on, when you are ready to ground them in reality. Number four, let your curiosity lead the way. If there is a specific topic that you're curious about, go ahead and explore it. Read an article or book, listen to a podcast, or watch a YouTube video. Writer Elizabeth Gilbert says, "The trick is to just follow your small moments of curiosity. For me, a lifetime devoted to creativity is nothing but a scavenger hunt, where each successive clue is another tiny little hint of curiosity. Pick each one up, unfold it, and see where it leads you next." The gift of creative thinking is not relegated to the lucky few. Each of us have seeds of inspiration within us that are waiting to sprout. Nourish them with love and passion. Water them with persistent efforts and determined action. And eventually, you'll see them bloom and flourish. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.